crossover classic.
Did I say that?
You said enjoy. Please enjoy this crossover classic.
Are there other crossover classics?
There's other crossover records,
but not classics.
You got? Are you familiar with Beyond Possession? Beyond Possession is a wonderful crossover band, and I think they have one album.
When you need a real friend, go to.
And we can keep talking over
when you
whatever.
Want your life to end.
Hi, welcome to Total Posers. This is an MP3 file radio show with Dave Hernandez and Derek Erdman and everyone's friend Ruben Mendez.
Hi, Ruben.
Hello.
Tonight we're going to be talking about punker music and being teenagers and how punker music affected us as teenagers. And this first song that I want to play is by a band called The Meat Puppets, and they're from the desert, right?
They are from the desert.
And this record, I think this single, which doesn't really have a name, is one of the most important records of all time. Because the songs are really fast, and they sound like this.
Wow.
It was blistering, wasn't it?
That was blistering.
What do you think Henry Rollins has to say about that song?
What does he have to say about that song?
He's got... I don't know where he is. He's
hiding in there.
He's always got something.
It was cold and the place smelled old.
He's got something else to say.
He's talking about Arizona.
He was dressed to the hilt in his vampire gear.
He was talking about Dave Vaney in there.
Was he?
Uh-huh.
I felt like such a jerk.
Yeah, because you are. How do you feel about Henry Rollins, Dave?
Those are MP3s you collected from the book on tape of Get in the Van, am I correct?
Get in the Van.
What inspired you to collect all those quotes?
Greg Ginn started collecting cats. You can pick the next song if you want.
I'm really feeling the middle class out of vogue because... I don't know. Isn't that the first hardcore single ever released?
Let's see what Ruben has to say.
What are we talking about again? What's going on? What's this list here?
This is the songs. And we're looking at 20.
Less talk, more rock. You've already played all these songs?
Out of bones.
33. Whoa. That band was from California. They say a lot of good stuff comes from California. Three's Company came from California. Ruben, what else came from California? And Vom. What is that racket?
There's a I'm hearing a racket.
But like the best punk came from the Midwest, and I think you guys would disagree because you guys aren't from the Midwest.
You're from the Midwest.
I am, because there was in the Midwest, you had nothing to lose. I mean, you had some stuff. I mean, really, you have some stuff to lose. Who are you fooling, ultimately? Is that thing all queued up?
I think so. This is going to be Reagan Youth, and it's
a good theme song
from Reagan Youth.
Now, wait, I have an anecdote about this, band. Anecdote. Do you know the song Degenerated
that
they did? Well, in the movie Airheads with Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi, they play it at the end.
Wait a minute. Let me cue that one up and keep talking about that.
Oh, you want to play that song instead?
Well, yeah, might as well.
So anyway, these guys hijack a radio station, and then they go to jail, and at the end they play this song. Whatever happened to this band? I always thought they were kind of racist.
Well, the singer died.
Oh, he did?
And then the bass player was in this other band that we're about to play in a little bit. But this is Reagan Youth, and they're awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely awesome. No doubt.
Just think that I want to see my boy. Anybody see my boy? Yo.
Hey, yo. My goddamn daughter's missing too.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
What's going on with your goddamn son?
Big Dad coming out.
Yo, man, he cut out with that D in that shit.
Goddamn,
he cut out with the D in the shit, man.
Give me another beer.
No, I did that. Was my fault. Cause I'm an idiot.
Can you see yourself?
Dave's going to tell us what happened to that band. What happened to the members of that
what
band?
What happened to the members of the band? Well, I know that... Isn't it true that one of those guys is in Chick Chick Chick? Maybe two or three?
That band got pretty popular. I was reading on the internet. People were mad about that.
People got mad about popularity.
That they got... Well, I have to ask you guys, though. Have you guys ever done any stage diving?
Never. I've never done any stage diving.
I think Ruben's lying.
Fat people don't stage dive.
There's a movie called Another State of Mind featuring Mike Ness. And in it, there's a scene where there's some punkers stage diving into a pool for practice.
Practice.
And this is what they had to say about that.
Okay, well, we come out here on weekends and practice stage dives. Because sometimes if you're at a gig, you can get hurt if the crowd splits, or you know, you mostly try to land on your feet or toward your feet or your butt, so you don't really crack your head open when you hit the ground.
When there's no gigs happening, we just go here and just let our aggression, because of school and parents and everyone.
Safety first.
It's just something to do.
Hard.
If you fall, or when you're slamming, if you fall down, everyone stops and they help you. They pick you up.
They're nice.
You know, they make sure everything's
punks
okay.
Punks are so
if you're
nice.
Hurt, you know, they're gonna help you out.
Sounds like pieces of shit.
Falling
into a toilet. Ultimately,
I mean, let's practice out here and try to land sort of like at an angle where they can at least slow you down before you hit the ground.
Derek.
Let's cut to the chase. Punk rockers are idiots. I mean, it's a dumb genre of music made by a bunch of dumb people.
I want to hear about your early high school punk rock shows.
Well, I'm
assuming that you did a stage dive or two.
I did. I saw, well, in Cleveland, the Dead Milkmen would play like every week and a half for 3 years.
So not punk rock.
So I saw the Dead Milkmen like 47 times in 3 months.
But you have to argue with me.
And then I would agree they're not punk rock, but I mean back then you like whatever
exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
Because I bought Black Flag Records, and I started just buying everything on SST. And so, like, I was thinking Zug's Rift was punk.
Right.
And SWA.
Absolutely.
And DC3. Mm-hmm. And Crazy Backwards Alphabet. But the Dead Milkmen would come and play, and the Exploited would play with a band called Half Life from Pittsburgh. And those three bands would play once a week. For like 4 years straight, I saw.
So what were these years? We're talking about like 89.
We're talking like 87, 88, 89.
Okay,
I bet,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I remember I had gotten into the drug called Rush.
Rush drug. You smell it.
You've heard of that stuff.
You smell it.
It's also known as
you
locker
smell it?
Room.
You sniff it?
Yeah, it's like a little bottle and it has a white ball in it and it just gives you a really bad headache.
Amyl nitrate?
I think it is amyl nitrate. What do you think Ray Capo would have to say about Rush drug? Let's see what Ray Capo would have to say about Krishna's.
Did you ever get sick of music, sick of your friends, sick of the music scene? You know, you just want to pack up your life and just go somewhere else. Well, that's exactly where I was when I started Shelter.
What's awesome about having your own radio show is you can shut Ray Capo up when you want to. You could just hit pause on the CD, and he just stops talking. I think Dave
Ray Capo was in Youth of Today.
Yep, he was.
And
he
then
was a,
And he was straight edge.
He was obviously an athlete who at one time was beating the shit out of the weirdos like us.
He loved showing off his body.
He did.
He really celebrated his
body. He was a good-looking guy.
A very good-looking guy.
Ultimately. What are you going to play now, Dave?
Well, speaking of New York, I'm thinking of this band, Nausea.
Yes.
Who were speaking of ridiculous stuff.
They're on Profane Existence.
Profane Existence, which is, I'm assuming, a label that's not around anymore.
I would bet you're right.
Because the magazine isn't around anymore. But they put out some very good seminal records, and this one is one of them. But my God, were these guys preachy. Good Lord.
Preachy can be good, preachy can be bad.
Yeah. Should we turn it up?
Okay, what happened?
Those are three songs in a row. Those are three great songs in a row. The first one was Nausea, Johnny Got His Gun, and then you got Urban Waste.
Ruben, do you have a... I'm going to give the microphone to you, because there's a psychic phone call coming in.
Let's talk about The Descendants.
Let's talk about The Descendants.
Dave, tell me about the Descendants.
That last song you heard was a song called I Like Food.
I love that song.
It's a song by The Descendants.
I like food. I like food.
Food tastes good. Food tastes good. Ruben, I'm glad
sour
that,
grapes.
I'm glad that it's finally just me and you. I want you to talk to me about things.
Two Mexicans.
Derek and Lazy are concerned about creepers.
What do you mean, some creepers?
There might be an incident.
I should probably go, too. Maybe we should.
For God's sake, keep the podcast going.
Keep the punks.
Keep
out of our yard. Well, I guess we could just keep talking about punks.
Talk. Okay, watch this.
And then punks. Punks.
It was good.
It was good.
But we don't know what it was, though.
Hey, what's up with those creepers out in the street?
Oh, that was the FUs. They're from the East Coast, right?
The creepers?
Hey, you know who's from the East Coast too?
Who's creeping?
A man with no neck. Do you think you know who I'm talking about?
Does he like mountains of food?
Let's hear what Henry Rollins has to say about Madonna.
Madonna, Phraxine Cervenka. Madonna. She makes me want to drink beer. She makes me want to drive real fast and go bowling. She makes me want to shop at Sears. She makes me want to kick vegetarians. When I hear her sing, I know she's singing to me. She wants to get nasty with me. When I see her face, when I see her eyes, when I see her lips talking to me, telling me to come on, I get to feeling real mean. I get to feeling like I want to do a whole lot of push-ups or go to a hardware store. And then I have to cool down, man. I have to cool down. And it's either going to be a cold shower or a Bruce Springsteen album.
See, the thing is, I think he thinks he's trying to be funny, but he's actually serious. Henry Rollins is a big fan of a band called The Fall. And there's nothing punk about The Fall. But there is something punk about this next band. They're called AK-47, and this song is about cops. But we call them, in South Park, we call them pigs. And this song is called The Badge Means You Suck.
Of the age where intimidation doesn't ever focus, it uses for every pore. Murder doesn't bother to whisper in this fucking town, it roars. Bodies are washed in black bodies, spirals all full of holes. Young captain captured a criminal. Badges where they gotta be sold. Badges where they're not any soul. Badges where they gotta be sold. I'd like to be smug and self-righteous. Hug my court, set criminals free. Give me a nice little home up near Conroe, where the neighbors are just like me. But every time I see the uniform, I realize I've had the luck to only read about their latest deeds. And this badge is mine. Fuck! Duck when you see them coming. The badge means you suck. A black man just back from Nam. It folks thought he was a little bit odd. Job tonight to calm his nerves. Always talking about God. Well, a black man running in the evening to a cop is a nigger crook. They had two loaded revolvers. Milton had just one cook. Why he didn't get a chance to convert them? Because they wouldn't take a second look. Took 8 shots to stop Milton Glover. Goddamn holy book. Duck when you see him coming. That's a bad need you suck.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Bodies with grown-out revolvers, have a court transcripts with shit. And if by chance you get found guilty, well, you'll still get away with it. Yeah, the man that killed Joe Torres never went to jail. The sniper that picked up Bob Hampton never paid any bail. Well, the killers of Milton Glover, they might be pulling you over tonight. And if you happen to get shot, I guess you started the fight. Yeah, I guess you started the fight.
Where's that band from?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, right? You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Who are they? That was the first time I'd actually ever heard that song.
That was one of the first things, like, on the internet when you could download music. I just started downloading everything.
What do you mean, really?
And that's where I found out about that band.
They were on the internet?
Well, I mean, I found it was like one of those KBD sites. Killed by Derek. Is what that stands for. But even before that, we're going to hear Doc Dart.
Here we go. Hi, Doc. Hi, I hope all of you out there go to church. It's your only salvation. And if you die, you'll have everlasting life.
Okay, let's just keep on passing it on to Ben here. All right, here's Scott here.
Caveman locomotive beat. Where is DRI from?
They're from Texas. I think a band called Negative Step is from Texas.
Didn't DRI live in some beer vats or something like that? There was like a...
In Texas?
Yeah, there was like a Miller Brewing Company that they all lived in.
Miller Beer Vats.
Oh, so they moved to San Francisco.
Well, I think they lived in Texas for a while.
I think they moved...
I just assumed they were Texas.
Did you get beat up for being punk in Texas?
Look at you.
I wasn't punk in Texas.
You weren't? You never were punk?
Is that right?
Ruben was a metalhead?
I want to hear more about this metalhead.
Yeah.
I was a metalhead from about 6th grade till about 10th grade. And then I started listening to other kinds of music.
What does it mean to be a metalhead?
Had long hair, wore all black, metal shirts, had a denim jacket.
What were your top metal bands that you would listen to at the end of your hard day of school?
It all, you know, like, it started off with, like, Slayer, Metallica, then it went into, like, you know, Death and Neurosis, that kind of stuff.
Going in there, okay.
And I got slower and faster and slower and faster.
That's cool. I love picturing you as a metalhead.
I also like Butthole Surfers and stuff when I was in 8th grade.
Yeah,
I didn't really like get into hardcore until my early 20s, and I don't really have that many hardcore records. I'm a total poser. I smoked cigarettes in 8th grade, from like 6th to about 8th grade, and that's about it.
Dave, did you get beat up?
I got beat up a couple of times in Albuquerque, New Mexico, being different in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But
was it the skateboard? What was it? The Converse All Stars? They beat you up because of that.
I just got beat up. I don't know why. I just don't know why. Why did you get beat up, Derek?
I had funny hair and I had a big mouth. I actually deserved it.
Fun of hair and a big mouth.
Also, I'm Italian, and what other band's Italian, Ruben?
What's the matter, you?
Raw Power.
That was you.
Nobody cares. Total posers. Totally posers. You're listening to Totally Posers.
Did they? I thought they didn't. It didn't sound like the Zero Boys. I thought they stopped Maximum Rock and Roll when Tim Yohannan died.
Well, they should have, but I don't think they really did.
How did he die? He had full-blown herpes.
He went ahead and got the herpes from cigarette smoking.
What do you think Henry Rollins would think about? Oh, no, it's yours. We're doing the Negative Step interview next.
Yes.
I thought it sucked.
Jeez. See, he never has anything nice to say.
He's like a fart machine.
Rollins, how do you feel about... Dave's ensemble tonight.
This flannel,
they never relented ever.
Oh, he's like the magic eight ball, the necklace wonder. He used to work at an ice cream shop. So this next band we're gonna listen to is a band, I believe they're from what town in Texas?
Austin, Texas.
Austin. See, Ruben's from Austin, Texas. Ruben lived in Austin during the glory days, when people like me only wished I could live in Austin. But he got to live there when they had what was the name of that cafe? Liberty Lunch.
Liberty Lunch.
Where you could you could see Daniel Johnston and maybe the Texas Instruments.
Yes.
And Stickman with Ray Guns.
Stickman with Ray Guns, I think, were done by the time I got there.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Well, did you say that Austin is still a good place to live?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I haven't been back in a really long time.
Would you say that Seattle is better than Austin?
No.
What do you think Henry Rollins has to say about Seattle? Do you want to find out?
Yes.
Heavier than you. Heavier than anything.
Fucking A, man. All right, this is Negative Step. This is Ruben's first band?
No, it's like my eighth band or something.
The Ruben's eighth band.
I can't play this, then.
And how many?
Yeah, it's my first
band. Is this the second single of your eighth band?
It's the first single by my first band.
And you did what in this band?
Sometimes I played guitar, sometimes I played bass.
Why did this band break up?
It really kind of didn't. I moved, and then they got somebody else in the band. And it's kind of like one of those bands where there's no original members in it anymore.
What are you playing in this band?
On this recording, I think I'm playing guitar.
Can I take this time out to say that it's a really good band name?
Thanks.
Negative Step.
August Alston came up with that.
Kudos, August. Wait, well, let's see. I wonder what Henry Rollins thinks of the band name Negative Step.
Whatever.
What's the thing? Really Red. They're from Houston, right? Houston, Texas.
They are from Houston, Texas.
Oh.
Is this the right speed?
All right.
Keep it
going. I was on so much heroin back then. Oh, hey, one time at a Negative Step show back in Austin. See, I'm not really like a hardcore dude. I'm more of like a poser. So we're at this hardcore show, having a good time. And we see all these crusty punks, and there's the crusty punk family, and it's like a baby and a man and a woman. A toddler. Now hear this. I'm gonna give this to Lacey Swain. Here you go.
I believe it. Wait.
At the Negative Step show in Austin, and it's not a lie. And we were at a Krusty's house, and we were in the backyard.
What's a Krusty?
You know, like a Krusty punk. And there was a family there. And there was a guy.
Earth Crisis.
The guy had dreadlocks, and it turned out that he was a tattoo artist, and he was also a heroin addict. And he had a toddler baby in overalls with a back piece across the shoulders.
The baby.
The baby had a
back piece.
Had a back
piece.
So do the baby math with in the kitchen. Like, tell me how old this kid is now.
12, 13.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard in my life.
And then, but then the saddest part is you had you realize that maybe they had to put that baby on heroin to give it a tattoo.
Oh no!
How do you tattoo a baby?
This song's by MDC. It's called Dead Cops.
Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops down on the street. Get for the hate with X and guns. They do it all for fun. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Big Bad and Blue, they're in the clan too. We're down with this board, we put it to the torch. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Rebel, rebel on the street. Makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All the streets asking me why I don't act like a normal American guy. What is this so straight and me so thin? What is this so straight and me so thin? What is this so straight and me so thin? What is this so straight and me so thin? Cause the land of the free, safe the home of the brave. You know they call me a queen. Just another human being. What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? What is America so straight and me so bad? Your authority and your power has turned us sick and sour. And your justice is a lie. And we're gonna fight until you die. Why is it so straight and me so bad? Why is it so straight and me so bad? Why is America so straight and me so bad? Why is America so straight and me so bad? Dead cops! Dead cops! Dead cops! What you gonna do? The mafia in blue. I'm for queens, niggers and you. Dead cops! Dead cops! Dead cops! Dead cops! Down for a switch. Army of the rich. Master fucking slaves. We'll piss on your grave. Dead cops!
Drop the A-bomb on me!
War, the KKK, no fast!
I'm around you, and I'm around by the wall. Dead on this, think I'm scared. Run, flat, then you clap! Get up, clap, move me now, get up, clap!
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Huns.
Oh. So Derek.
The Huns were from Austin.
Derek, I want to talk to you about your experience with hardcore music here in Seattle, Washington.
I haven't been here that long.
I know, that's what I mean. You've been to some shows. What's your general impression?
I don't think I've been to a hardcore show in Seattle yet. They all happen at that El Corazon, right?
Yeah, I guess they do.
Well, what bands from the past are hardcore bands?
Bands from the past?
From Seattle.
Wow, that's a really.
Would you call the Accused hardcore? I don't know if you would.
I would definitely call the Accused hardcore.
You would.
Yeah. And then you know, Blaine's got that Burger Shack down by my house.
Yeah, those burgers sure are good. So I went in the other night and I ordered 20, and they were like mad at me.
Were they happy get the business?
No, they were mad.
And spread their burgers.
He was like, 20.
I need to make these burgers.
They had to make all those burgers. They got cheer wine there.
They got what?
Cheer wine. It's a beverage. They usually only sell it in the South.
Really?
Yeah. It's rather tasty. But the burgers, I would eat them every day if I could.
I know.
How often do you eat there?
I believe you.
How often do you eat there?
I eat them about once a month. I used to eat them once a week, and before that, once a day, because I live there, and it was right down the street, and I couldn't help but smell it all the time.
Wait, what do you know about
it? But I'm telling you, Blaine, the guy that sang for the Accused, when I was in high school in Albuquerque, I had a friend who did summer in Seattle.
Martha Splatterhead.
And he did summer in Seattle and winter in school in Albuquerque. So every time school would start, he would come from Seattle with brand new Seattle punk rock records.
Oh,
like the Accused.
Like the U-Men.
Yeah. Like Wipers. Anyway, I got a big Accused fixation at a very early age.
You were into it.
Super, super, super into Open Casket Funeral, Martha Splatterhead. So there's a little bit of me that's very...
That's good stuff. Don't get me wrong.
It's good stuff. I think, and I'm going to go ahead and say it's hardcore, because it's very crossover, but at the same time, it's very sloppily delivered. It's not precise.
When would that first record have come out, like, 87?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you know about the band Life Sentence?
I think the band Life Sentence might have toured with my friend Derek Erdman.
I toured with them. It was a bastard version. There was one show in...
It's so weird.
There was one show in, like, Hamburg, where this giant skinhead came up. And the singer of the band is actually homeless. The actual singer of the band is homeless, and he panhandles under a bridge in Chicago.
The actual singer for Life Sentence
is
homeless?
Yeah, like the original one. His name was Eric.
Oh my God.
Eric Brockman.
That guy.
Yeah.
Is actually homeless.
Yeah. And they were playing this show in Germany, and I was like the merch guy, and this giant skinhead comes up to the guitar player after the show, and he goes, "Where's Eric Brockman?" And he's like, "Oh, he's homeless." And he's like, "Is not Life Sentence without Eric Brockman?"
Turn up.
Punks, for profit. Punks,
on the edge of charge, driven for to different pride. Parts of the fear, speak to you, just how many people you can screw. Driven for this being bad, everyone, but running through again is part of chance. I don't want to fix your body, punks, for profit, punks, for profit. I don't see the ticket through my ears, and it makes it for punks, for profit, punks, for profit.
That's fucking insane. You're having sickies, baby.
The Mentors are so gross. Let's just pause it for a second.
Let's talk about how gross
the Mentors are.
Let's just talk about the Mentors.
The Mentors are actually authentically disgusting human beings.
Do you consider them Los Angeles or Seattle, first of
all? This is a Seattle band.
Okay.
I like to claim them as ours now that I live here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. They're horribly disgusting.
Yeah.
But musically, they're quite precise and kind of metal. So actually, aesthetically,
and this song—I think the songs are actually kind of good.
Exactly.
I mean, this song is about.
But they're fat and gross and slow and lazy physically.
So this song is about a woman who gets pregnant by Sickie.
The Sickie wife beater.
And nobody cares. Like, and he doesn't care.
Cares.
He's like, listen, you're having my baby. I don't give a shit.
But I wrote a song about it.
Drums are the best part.
You're having sick as baby! About you.
Yeah. Have you heard the song Going Through Your Purse? That's a fave.
Going Through Your Purse.
Blue!
Good lord.
It's advocating physical abuse.
Well, talking about committing to a bit.
Breakdown, though.
I don't think it's a bit. Oh, they are having a breakdown.
Baby!
That drummer's feeling it.
He is.
They released a couple of VHSs of them just walking around, being weird.
Is that true?
Yeah, little skits of like them with naked girls. And
mostly in L.A.
Mostly in L.A., yep. And it was back during like PMRC. It was very easy to offend people.
You know what I mean? Like executioner's masks on the cover.
I'm saying they wouldn't be as big now as, you know.
Yeah.
If they were to come out
now. Heroin baby.
Yeah.
This could be the worst song of all time.
It might be.
But I mean, it's great.
Listen to that. This is live. I can't imagine this like as a studio recording, actually.
You're a dumb, knocked up bitch, and I couldn't give a fuck about you.
Oh, thank God.
You're so mean.
She must be so disappointed.
Even though you're knocked up, we all fucked you.
That's the big payoff. We all fucked you. Tick slide.
I would kill myself if El Duce entered me. Did he play guitar or was he just singing?
I don't even want to talk about it. But like he's so over talked about. He's supposed to have killed Kurt Cobain and then he died on the train track.
He did. He was thrown in front of the train.
Thrown in front of the train by Courtney Love herself.
By Courtney Love. By Dylan Carlson.
Big like, fucking finish. You hear that shit?
It's like Adam, Adam and the Ants. A hangar operation.
That's not nice. Oh, let me kick you in the belly.
What do you think?
Oh, let me kick you in the belly.
What do you? What
and
do you,
the crowd goes wild.
14 33-year-old dudes there. What do you think Henry Rollins thinks about that Mentors track?
I have never seen anything like it.
Could you tell me what was just happening there? Was that blood on the floor? And what was this Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil? I mean, that to me brings up the Nazi movement. Is the punk movement part of the Nazi movement?
No, it's the police. That's the Nazi movement.
The police is the Nazi movement?
Yeah. It's a preemptive effort to stop the shows. It started 2 years ago. There was a gig in L.A. called at the Elks Lodge. That was the first time that happened. The police came. No provocation whatsoever. Made an effort to stop the gig. They came in. There were no exits. A phalanx of armed officers came through and beat the living crap out of a lot of kids.
I mean, I honestly think Black Flag's my favorite band of all the punker bands. And I think actually Chuck Joukowsky was like the brains behind the whole operation, the secret brains.
I won't argue with that.
Because, I mean, Greg Ginn certainly was writing all that heavy riffage and a majority of the lyrics, but I think it was Chuck Joukowsky that was like the one who was like, it's a street war.
Two of them on your... You have the bars on
your... It's the only tattoo that I have. The reason I got this tattoo is because like, I had like a... I found my childhood, like most people find their childhood, emotionally traumatizing. And it was one thing that would help me get through my emotionally traumatic childhood was a record called My War.
Me too.
By Black Flag.
Me
that
too.
That was the one.
We talked about this. That was the first record I listened to by Black Flag. And
oh, that's the one you wandered into the record store.
I wandered into it.
And you were unhappy at first, weren't you? There were three songs on the second side.
And I thought that that's just how you listen to the Black Flag. The first side was okay, and the second side was a total suicidal breakdown.
I think, but now listening to the second side of My War,
I didn't know that there were other
is like one of the best
songs.
Things in the world. Though.
I know exactly, like, exactly.
What's on there? Scream, and then maybe Three Sunrises, maybe.
And then nothing
left inside. Yeah,
that was the killer. That's the
Jesus
that gets you here and it gets you here.
That whole record's good. I don't think they put out a stinker until In My Head, which some people like it. I didn't
fantastic
like it.
Cover.
Yeah, well, anything that guy did, anything that guy touched was golden. Heroin addict, Raymond Pettibone. Got a problem with the junk.
He did.
Yeah, dressed well. Good-looking guy. I bet he wasn't, like, fun to hang out with, though. Like, do you think you could hang with Raymond Pettibone?
You know, he
cracking jokes?
He recently did the cover for that band, Off, which is featuring the singer for, you know, Keith Morris from Circle Jerks.
Yeah.
They got a new hardcore band in L.A., and it's Keith from that, and then you got dude from Red Cross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of the McDonald brothers?
Yeah. But it's one of them. But he did the cover for it, and it's a.
That's good.
It's not bad. It's not a bad record. It's actually like a total revisit of that whole style. It's totally, you know, and but I went and saw them, and I saw Off, and like Vice Records presented this whole thing, and it was them, and White Shit. And the OCs, and they totally disappointed me by pulling a little like a rock star thing with the OCs and having them switch the slot and kind of like last.
They
minute
really
rock,
did that.
They did a little last minute rock star kind of thing, and it was kind of a little disappointing because their setup time was about the length of two OCs set lengths. And I bitch and moan and bitch and moan. Nevertheless, these people still exist and they're still doing stuff. And
but
the set was okay. They sure did, you know.
But it's just living proof that as you get older, you always fuck it up, right? Like
that's one of those things where, like, when you're young, what you fuck up is those standards you set when you're young.
Yes.
And then you get old, you fuck it up.
And then you're like Henry Rollins, and you're on Jackass, and, and you're trying to free the West Memphis Three, and Greg.
All those poor kids, though. You gotta free those poor kids.
I think they should be free.
Those poor idiots.
I agree.
Look at those idiots.
Anyway, this has been Total Posers. My name's Derek.
I'm Dave.
And this is our outro theme song. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Listen to our next program. It's also going to be an MP3 file.
When you need a real friend, Total Poser. When you want your life to end, Total Poser. Anarchy's on your bedroom wall, Total Poser. Smoking cigarettes at the mall, Total Poser.